as it unveils an annual, summer-long season of live performances including dance, opera, theater, jazz, comedy. Zach Winokur, named producing artistic director inaugural season, bookended by Twyla Tharp's newest full-length dance and Anthony Roth Costanzo's one-man Marriage of Figaro. June 1 to September 22. All on Little Island. New York City. Little Island Today announced that an annual, four-month-long summer season of world premieres, kicking off June 1, will feature a total of 9 newly commissioned pieces. Little Island's new arts program moves towards the future with a commitment to a multi-year roster of original work, all commissioned by and developed at Little Island. Bookended by the premiere of legendary choreographer Twyla Tharp's newest full-length piece, titled How Long Blues, and a 90-minute remix of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, in which outre opera diva Anthony Roth Costanzo sings every leading role, the season will offer premieres of varying scales across all areas of performance, including music, dance, theater, opera, comedy, jazz, pop, and funk, all outdoors and directly sited on the Hudson River at 14th Street in New York City. The Amph, the park's 700-seat amphitheater, will house larger-scale performances at a 25-ticket price, while the Glade, the park's 200-seat venue, will be home to more intimate works, all of which will be completely free to the public. In addition to Ms. Tharp's newest work, which marks her 60th year making dances and is a collaboration with T-Bone Burnett and David Mansfield, the season will include Robeson, a new work created and performed by star bass baritone Davone Tynes, co-created and directed by Zach Winokur, about events in the life of Paul Robeson, Open Throat by Henry Hoke, a theatrical experience based on the novella of the same name about a queer mountain lion living beneath the Hollywood sign, directed by Caitlin Ryan O'Connell, Day for Night, a dance by choreographer Pam Tanowitz that takes place before and after sunset and uses the cityscape as its score, Mama, an evening of all new music about, and performed on, the water, written by Britton Smith, who performs alongside his funk liberation band, Britton and the Sting, with direction and choreography by Ebony Williams, the Oyster Radio Hour, a live three-act radio show combining science, story, and song with special guest appearances to tell the captivating story of oysters in the Hudson River, a collaboration between R.R. Sigal, podcast producer Anna Gonzalez and composer Angelica Negrin and Mark Sonnenblick, in partnership with Yo-Yo Ma's Our Common Nature Project, the Summer Legacy Ball, led by the stage and film costume designer and activist Queen Jean, and directed by a consortium of emerging young producers from across New York City, and the Manhattan Variations, a musical memoir that revolves around the legendary Lower East Side cocktail bar Milk and Honey, performed by the virtuoso mandolinist and acclaimed composer, Chris Thile, created by Thile and Claire Coffey. The season concludes with a 90-minute radically reimagined adaptation of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, directed by Dustin Wills, with new arrangements by Dan Schlossberg, and costumes by Emily Bode, in which star countertenor Anthony Roth Costanzo sings every leading role. In July and August, the Glade will be home to a completely free-to-the-public performance series, in which a committee of New York cultural vanguards will each program 1 week of public events to be announced shortly. The curators include Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning playwright Susan Laurie Parks, Grammy Award-winning artist Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, cabaret legend Justin Vivian Bond, comedy world sensation Morgan J., New Amsterdam Market founder and culinary world figure Robert LaValva, experimental musician, singer, and songwriter Joe Escobar and Standing on the Corner, and linguist Ross Perlin and the Endangered Language Alliance. In a statement, Barry Diller, founder of Little Island, said, "For the past 3 years, it's been extraordinarily gratifying to see New Yorkers embrace Little Island, whether for a few moments, a few hours, an entire afternoon, or late into the evening. Now, with this inaugural slate of entirely original programming, we fulfill the initial intention and vision for the park. Little Island was incepted with the goal of becoming a permanent hub of cultural activity, excitement, and entertainment, constantly building and creating new work for the city to enjoy. There is going to be something great to see, all throughout the park, every night, all summer long. Mr. Diller also announced that Zach Winokur has been named Little Island's producing artistic director. We are planning, season by season, to offer the people of New York City a nightly party with great art, great food and drinks, great sunsets, and great views, said Mr. Winokur. By opening with a new dance, closing with a reimagined opera, and filling the intervening weeks with works of all different disciplines and scales, we are offering audiences an astonishingly broad array of work in a relatively condensed amount of time. We are embracing a world premiere and commissioning model, which we believe will create remarkable opportunities, not just for the artists involved, but for the audiences who will experience work being made expressly for New Yorkers in a space unlike any other. We are not only presenting these projects but also focusing on their development processes on a bespoke level, built around every show and every idea. Our commitment to commissioning and producing these new works will extend long past the final performances on Little Island and will continue throughout the long life of each project. About Mr. Winokur, Mr. Diller said, Zach is a prodigiously talented leader with a shrewd and encompassing vision for the park and its programming. The way he has been able to rally these participating artists has been a terrifically impressive demonstration of collaborative leadership. It's a true fulfillment of the conception of our plan for Little Island, and it creates, finally, the opportunity for the park to be a fully imagined destination, as both a park and performance space in equal measure. In June and September, the Glade will be New York's newest outdoor cocktail lounge, complete with a bar designed by Green River Project and a menu of beer, wine, cocktails, and mocktails that can be consumed in the Glade or enjoyed anywhere on Little Island. This will be just one of the multiple food and beverage venues in the park, throughout the summer. To reinforce Little Island's ongoing commitment to artists and audiences, the 2025 season, which will be announced fully at a later date, will be replete with an entire month of dance, a new re-examination of the music theater canon, and 8 other world premieres. While the 2024 season is currently in motion, workshops and development are also well underway for next year. That season will include a world premiere collaboration between dance world sensation Bobby Jean Smith and Ringdown, Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Caroline Shaw's new project with Donnie Lee, a musical exploration of the life of disco superstar Sylvester, written and conceived by Pulitzer Prize winner Hilton Als, a new musical from Obie Award winner and Tony Award nominated Whitney White and director Tavi Magar, a new play from emerging writer Jacob Wasson, an adaptation of Ben Shattuck's Six Walks, in the footsteps of Henry David Thoreau by Sam Amidon and Amy Berryman, a commission from MacArthur fellow Okwuyi Okpokwe Sili and Peter Bourne of Sweat Variant, and a reimagining of Benjamin Britten's Peter Grimes, conceived and arranged by Chris Thiel. Little Island, the 2.4-acre park that sits along the Hudson River, opened in May 2021 and has since been enjoyed by 4.6 million visitors. In 2013, Barry Diller, in partnership with Hudson River Park Trust leadership, embarked on the unique opportunity to envision a solution for the repair and reactivation of Pier 54, which had been badly damaged by Hurricane Sandy. The park was designed as an entirely new type of public space for New York, one that would create an immersive experience of nature and art. Born from a collaboration of the UK-based Heather Wick Studio and the New York-based landscape architecture firm MNLA, led by Sinja Nielsen, the park's imaginative design offers all New Yorkers and visitors a new public space that is dynamic, captivating, and restorative. Little Island is operated year-round by a 50-member staff co-helmed by Mr. Winokur and newly appointed Executive Director, Laura Clement. The 2024 summer season of events at Little Island is made possible by a gift from the Diller, von Furstenberg Family Foundation. Tickets to Little Island's summer season of performances are available for purchase on littleislandtickets.com, todaytickets.com, or by downloading the Today Tickets app. 2024 summer season in the AMPH. How long Blues previews? 6/1/24 to 6/2/24, 6/5/24. Opening night. 6/6/24 AMF. Performances through. 6/23/24. Directed, choreographed and conceived by Twyla Tharp. Original music and arrangements by T-Bone Burnett and David Mansfield. Performed by Michael Cerveris, Piper Dye, Jordan Epstein, Oliver Green Kramer, Kyle Halford, Colin Heininger, Daisy Jacobson, Claude C.J. Johnson, Pome Cook, Sky Maddox, Nicole Ashley Morris, Hugo Pisano Orozco, Ryan Redmond, Victoria Sames, Francis Lorraine Sampson, John Silia, Reed Tankersley, Andromedita, John Bailey, Justin Goldner, Wayne Goodman, Dan Lipton, Mark Lopeman, Jay Ratman, George Rush, Paul Wells. Scenic and costume design by Santo Loquasta. Lighting design by Justin Townsend. Sound design by Scott Lehrer. Music direction by Dan Lipton. Production supervisor and rehearsal production stage manager Mark Mongold. Production stage manager R. Michael Blanco. Stage manager Matthew N.L. Assistant Stage Manager Shauna Ferguson. Music clearance and supervision by Janet Billig-Rich and Lisa Moberly for Loudspeaker Media Group. Additional casting by The Telsey Office, Will Cantler, CSA. Robeson Preview. 6/26/24. Opening Night. 6/27/24. Performances through. 6/29/24. Conceived by Dave Ontines and Zach Winokur. Music arrangements by Dave Ontines and The Truth. Directed by Zach Winokur. Performed by John B. Doey, Curry Lucas, Dave Ontines. Scenic design by Adam Charlap Hyman. Lighting design by Mary Ellen Stebbins. Sound design by Kai Harada. Clothing for Dave Ontines by Emily Bode. Production stage manager Betsy Eyre. Open throat preview. 7/10/24. Opening night. 7/11/24. Performances through. 7/14/24. By Henry Hook. Based on the novel by Henry Hook. Directed by Caitlin Ryan O'Connell. Performed by Miranda Anderson, Layla Koshnudi, Susanna Perkins, Calvin Leon Smith, Stephen Wendt, and more to be announced. Choreography by Lisa Fagan. Lighting design by Isabella Bird. Sound designed and composed by Michael Castagliola. Props designed by Noah Mies. Shadow puppet designed by Stephen Wendt. Day for night preview. 7/17/24. Opening night. 7/18/24. Performances through. 7/21/24. Created and choreographed by Pam Tanowitz. Performed by Morgan Amira, Mark Krauselat, Lindsay Jones, Brian Lawson, Sarah Elizabeth Meal, Male Okamura, Melissa Tugood. Costume design by Reed Bartlemy and Harriet Young. Lighting design by Davis and Scandrett. Sound design and composed by Justin Ellington. Production stage manager Betsy Eyre. Mama Preview 7/24/24. Opening night 7/25/24. Performances through 7/28/24. Created by Britton Smith. Performed by Britton and the Sting, Zwi Bell Le Pair, Andrew Jugunnath, Malachi Mabson, Tiffany Mann, Ines Nusara, Josh Roberts, Britton Smith. Direction and choreography by Ebony Williams. Associate choreographer Christine Shepherd. Scenic designer Carlos Soto. The Oyster Radio Hour Preview 7/31/24. Opening night 8/1/24. Performances through 8/4/24. Creative producer R.R. Sigal. Music by Angelica Negrin, Mark Sonnenblick, and more to be announced. Content developer Anna Gonzalez. Performed by Angelica Negrin, Darian Donovan Thomas, and more to be announced. Lighting video design by Jeanette Yu. Audio interviewees Dr. Matthew Hare, Elliot Ma, and more to be announced. In partnership with Yo-Yo Ma SR Common Nature. The Summer Legacy Ball Preview 8/8/24. Opening night 8/9/24. Performances through 8/9/24. Creative Director Queen Jean. The Manhattan Variations Preview 8/14/24. Opening night 8/15/24. Performances 8/14, 8/15, 8/16 and 8/18. Created by Claire Coffey and Chris Thiel. Music and lyrics by Chris Thiel. Book by Claire Coffey and Chris Thiel. Direction by Claire Coffey. Performances by Chris Thiel. The Marriage of Figaro Previews 8/30/24 to 9/1/24, 9/4/24. Opening night 9/5/24. Performances through 9/22/24. Composed by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Libretto by Lorenzo da Ponte. Conceived by Anthony Roth. Constanzo. Music arrangements by Dan Schlossberg. Directed by Dustin Wills. Performed by Chris Bano, Anthony Roth Costanzo, Daniel Liu, Emma Ramos, and more to be announced. Music direction Dan Schlossberg. Scenic design by Lisa Lurita and Dustin Wills. Costume design by Emily Bode. Lighting design by Barbara Samuels. Sound design by Sun Hiki. Production stage manager Kasson Marroquin. Dramaturg Jacob Bird. In the Glade Week 1, Susan Laurie Parks. Conversations plus music Wednesday 7/10, Sunday 7/14. Week 2, Pam Tanowitz, Day for Night Epilogue Dance. Wednesday 7/17, Sunday 7/21. Week 3, Justin Vivian Bond Cabaret. Wednesday 7/24, Sunday 7/28. Week 4, Oyster Market. Robert LaValva Local Vendor Market plus Live Oyster Shucking. Wednesday 7/31, Sunday 8/4. Week 5, Morgan J. Comedy. Wednesday 8/7, Sunday 8/11. Week 6, Ross Perlin, The Endangered Language Alliance, Michael Lieben Luft, Gung Ho Projects. Performances about the past, present, and future of the world's most linguistically diverse city. Wednesday 8:14, Sunday 8:18. Week 7, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. A week of celebrated jazz and folk artists. Wednesday 8:21, Sunday 8:25. Week 8, Joe Escobar, Standing on the Corner, a Brooklyn-based post-genre music collective. Wednesday 8:28, Sunday 9:01. www.littleisland.org www.omdkc.com www.x.com omdk www.facebook.com omdk www.instagram.com omdk